When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Call me by your name. Sorry, I just finally watched the Lil Nas X video. Hi guys.
Whoa.
Okay, I feel like you're kind of close to the microphone right there, but
whoa. Is that better?
A little bit.
Yeah, but then you just like brought it right back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
My bad. Sydney, this new wig looks glorious. It's giving summertime. It's giving ready to be outside.
You know, she kind of reminds me of like the other wigs I've had, but it's a little thinner. It's a middle part. It's, you know, I like it. I'm not obsessed with it. I think that's my problem.
Well, I think it's good for you to not be obsessed with your wig, because then you would never take it off and we would never see your hair.
No. I think for me, when I pay a certain amount, I want to be obsessed. I want to have it and feel like I want to sleep with it as well. That's how much money the girl spent. So,
ooh, the girl spent that much money, but if you were sleeping in it, then what would your hair be doing underneath after you took it off in 3 months?
Ooh, you're right. But I do take it off every night. For the most part, my edges are growing back. I'm excited about that. It's been a long journey with the wigs, but I think I'm in a better place than I was, you know, 4 or 5 months ago.
Clap it up for Sydney being in a better place wherever you are, in your car, at your mama's house, at the diner. Clap it up for Sydney being in a better place, because I remember a Sydney who, one, would never not have a bang, would not dream of doing a middle part, and I remember a Sydney that didn't like color. So this is, wow. Okay, yeah. I feel like you got to get on TikTok or something. This hair is giving TikTok energy.
Really?
It's so
muy interesante.
Well, wasn't there like the whole like Gen Z millennial mid part conversation? Mm-hmm. What was that?
Yeah. Gen Z was like, ew, if you do a side part, you old. What are you, racial from Friends? And then millennials, the ones that feel like they want to be the spokespeople for us. You know, they went up there and with their skinny jeans and they embarrassed themselves.
They had the time.
I don't give a fuck about the gin, whatever, especially the younger kids, because it's like you're allergic to nuts and bread and air and you can't go outside without being anxious. Like, who are you? Who are you to tell me that my side part is old?
Why don't you say it was old, but I do enjoy a straight hair middle part situation. I just think I've always thought that looked cool.
Is it? Well, right? I know that you didn't call me old. Are you Gen Y, or
I don't know what Gen Y is, but you know, I'm Gen Z is adjacent. When did Gen Z start? When the towers fell?
I think actually, right?
Cool. I identify as a Z. Those are my preferred pronouns. But yeah, Sydney, you look a little bit tan too, sis. You know who you remind me of right now in this moment, in this little tiny Zoom window? Mississippi from P-Valley.
Oh my God, I wish, you know, shout out to Shannon. I don't know her last name. I just know her name. Her real name is Shannon. And she is so hot. And she follows me on Twitter.
Her name is Shannon?
Her name is Shannon. She does not look like a Shannon. And I'm wondering, did she change her name for acting?
Maybe Shannon is her middle name. Also, I love that you threw in that she follows you on Twitter. Like, that was in the IMDb. Yeah. But okay.
Shannon Thornton. Shannon Thornton.
Ooh, Shannon Thornton sounds like the white girl that was in Danity Kane.
Ah! Don't even get me started.
We have time to talk about Danity Kane. Boomcat. Yeah. We have time to talk about. Do you have a first aid kit handy?
First of all, there will never, ever, ever, ever be a reality show better than Making the Band. Ever. Mm-hmm. There'll never be. That. Mm-hmm. From start to finish, mm-hmm. it gave you everything you wanted and needed. And it was so raw and so mean, and it dragged everybody. No one was safe.
But also, making Da Band gave us Da Band,
mm-hmm.
D-A-B-A-N-D, also yep. gave us Day 26. Remember
Day 26. That? Wait, why was it Day 26?
I don't know. But why was it, what was the white boys from the UK? What was their group called? With Zayn.
A One Direction.
Why were they called One Direction?
Because they're going in one direction, sis. But the way they broke up, honey.
They
that's
went
why
into five different directions.
Yeah, though. That's why you can't have mm-hmm. a title like that, because that's what happens when you say One Direction. Everybody's leaving the group. Destiny's Child. The destiny was for them to break up.
But it was Destiny's Child. But shouldn't it have been children? Because it was plural.
But no. Yeah. Tina knew. She was like a child. We're talking about Beyonce. We're not talking Beyonce about all. Is-
no, but Tina likes Kelly more than you Beyonce. Think she likes Kelly more?
Andrew, you're saying that on the record?
But now I had.
I'm saying it. Yeah, absolutely. There's like a whole big rumor that Miss Tina doesn't actually care about Beyonce that much. She likes Solange a lot.
Yeah,
more.
No, I don't think that she doesn't care about Beyonce. I rebuke that. But she maybe don't
okay.
care about
yeah,
the
I,
other girls because
yeah.
the way that she was dressing them and the doing it all wrong. No. But I heard a rumor that Kelly is actually Matthew Knowles' daughter with another woman. So it's interesting that you think Tina likes Kelly more, because I would think she would like her less.
No, because you can't. Because if she didn't like her as much as she does, then it would show that she could possibly be the love child.
Maybe that's Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child is Kelly.
Ooh, imagine. I dare Kelly to do a book. I want her to write a book, and it's called The Reels Destiny's Child.
Alexa,
the Reels. The Reels with an S.
Mom's name. Yeah, The Reels. I would love to know, maybe. Doris Roland Garrison. Doris could be Destiny, you know?
Oh my God, imagine.
Okay.
Doris Destiny. Doris is Destiny.
Thornton, or I guess that's Shannon.
That's Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
But a lot of the group names don't make no sense.
No, they don't. And sometimes it's just hard to, I think, find that title that's like catchy, that goes with everything.
Yeah, but sometimes people's names will be like where they used to hang out, or, you know, NSYNC is NSYNC. And it was like, ew, that's ugly. There was an asterisk. That's
Backstreet Boys. Are y'all in the back of some alleyway? Like, what does that mean?
Back.
All right.
I don't know. What are the new? What is it now? Fifth Harmony and.
There's not that many real groups anymore. Everybody is
no,
like
it's, groups is. We just don't listen to them. It's like Lil Mix.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like K-pop, BTS.
Okay, see, yeah. I can't get into K-pop, but they're really annoying on Twitter.
Wait, why?
They make themselves
they make
very,
themselves very visible and annoying.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
It's annoying.
I'm not saying it's annoying, saying but it. Marie's saying. Yeah.
I'm saying. It's like they're first of all, they're group. I don't know how many K-pop bands there are, but it feels like each group has like 13 members. And
okay.
I'll be seeing a little bit of appropriation in what they do. So
oh, is it that's what we gonna do
it's
on a Friday?
It's very hippity hop, and I'd be like,
okay. Well, hip hop is all purpose now, girl. I don't know if you know, it's fabuloso. It works for everything and everybody.
Sure, babe, but appropriation is appropriation. I don't care how many black friends you have. I don't care if you pay an homage, but like I watched a clip and it was like this K-pop girl group, and they were on some show and they were all going through and like rapping. They had mm-hmm. them quote unquote freestyling. And it was like the stuff that they were doing with their hands, the stuff that they were saying, I was like, this is not good, but also this is not how you talk. So it was just bad.
I mean, like I said, everything that, you know, the blacks are doing is all purpose. It works everywhere in every community. But I will say, besides the K-pop, I remember in the 90s and the early 2000s, I mean, we'd be appropriating too. All the Chinese dresses, Drew Hill. I mean, there was very a lot of music videos that I was like, that's wrong.
I think that there's a difference between appropriating and whatever the opposite of appropriating is, whatever the antonym of appropriating is, because everything is not appropriation. But if the way that if you're changing the inflections in your voice, mm-hmm. and you hitting me with a yo, like, what is that? If you're giving me cornrows straight back on straight hair with beads at the end, what is that? Like, I don't know. It's giving Diet Bo Derek and Jamaican Vacation realness is what it's
and
giving.
We love that. And speaking of that, your girl went on a Caribbean trip. And I want you to hear it first that the food sucked.
Ooh, wait, hold on. The food where sucked?
In Jamaica.
Yeah.
No. I need you to be as specific as possible as to where the food sucked.
Oh, it's a Panera Bread. Girl, I was on a resort.
Okay, babe, that's you eating buffet food.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It was like, oh man, I should know that it was going to be bad because it's for the masses. They make a big amount. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that was good was the jerk chicken. And I don't want to see no parts of the jerk or the chicken. I'm all set.
Oh, so give us an example of what food was available at the resort.
Okay, so they had the eggs, but don't ask them for extra anything. Like, I was like, oh, can I have, can I have eggs, you know, with cheese in it? They'll have the eggs that's already scrambled up, put the shredded cheese on top, and then give you the eggs. And I'm like, you can't mix the cheese and the eggs, friend? No? And it's like, you paid for all inclusive. The eggs are not inclusive.
Okay, so sis, you can't say the food in Jamaica sucked if you paid for all inclusive. All inclusive means we including all the bad stuff. She said the food in Jamaica is bad.
That was a very bad generalization. Where I went, the food was bad. But everywhere I went, other people were complaining about the food where they were at as well.
Yeah, but when you really think about it, Jamaicans aren't known for their eggs or their breakfast, babe. They're not known for their breakfast.
The jerk chicken was popping. It was so good that I ate it every day. But by the end of the trip, I was like, yeah, I'm good on it. I can take a regular burger now. Mm-hmm. I'll take an American burger.
An American Girl doll burger. I love that for you.
But it was wonderful. The sun was hot. The water was blue. You know, they were very, very on it with the protocols for COVID. You know, you need to take a test before you get there. You got to take a test when you get there. You got to have your mask on all the time. Even though I don't like to make this about race, but the beige people were very free. They only put the mask on when they had to. But they were walking around.
I mean, sweetie, the beige people are always going to be free wherever they're laying their heads at, sis. Have you ever seen an uncomfortable white person? Because I can probably count on one hand how many times I've seen that.
Yes. Hi, Andrew. when they're in a bodega asking for a bacon, egg, and cheese, and everyone's looking at them like, you mean bacon, egg, and cheese?
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Are the eggs organic? Can I have brown eggs? The brown farm to take?
Can you hold the bread and can I just have egg and like egg white? No, egg whites. And then everyone is like, boo.
Or they're like, oh my God, whose cat is this? They seem real. Again, very comfortable when they try to steal that cat out the bodega.
Right.
They don't look uncomfortable to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So the food was bad. What was good?
What was good? Mm-hmm. Ari Lennox was in the building.
She was at your resort?
No, but she was in Jamaica, and she felt very close to where I was at.
Oh my God, Sydney.
Where was she eating?
She was eating at her aunt's house.
No, I think she was on a resort as well, but she looked fantastic. I mean, every time she uploaded something, I was like, I need to see the background because maybe I can go find her.
It was like that documentary that you liked about cats.
Yeah, I swore that she was staying at the resort next to the resort that I was staying at. But truly have no idea, but she looked fucking good. And whoever her photographer was, I was like, well, where he at? Can I borrow him?
That's a friend that I need to have as well. She did look good. She has, but people were in the comments, mainly black women. And they were like, well, she lost a little bit of weight and put on a straight weave. And now mainstream people are calling her attractive, but she's always been hot. And,
always. Always.
And I said, well, let me go through and look at the other photos she always wore her hair kind of big. But I think that it's important to switch your hair up, you know, from time to time.
I had a curly number on there. I had a curly girl.
You did. I had an Anna. Is that what the name of the wig was?
No, it wasn't an Anna. I don't know. I didn't give her a name, but she is very big and not normally me at all. You know, I'm a straight wavy girl because I don't want to have to deal with the maintenance of making sure the curls are nice. And
but I feel like the most, first of all, you said it was very big. It was big. It wasn't very big. It was big. But I think
it was very big for me because I have a small head.
Sure. So the wig was baggy is what you're saying? Like the cap was big or the actual hair?
The hair was big.
I feel like the thing with curly hair, and if it's human, all you got to do is wet it and comb through it. I think that's really it. You can't comb through it when it's dry.
No. I learned that the hard way.
So what happened? You combed it out dry and you turned into lion babe?
I thought it was a
known fact that you're not supposed to comb through hair dry.
It sounded like a car crash. Anywho, I was hanging out with Ari Lennox in Jamaica.
Yes. And talking to your good sis, Shannon Thornton.
Yes. Yo, put that in the title. So I was hanging out with Ari Lennox in Jamaica. Mm-mm. Me and Ari Lennox hanging out.
Ari and I.
Ari and I. Yeah, she did lose weight. And I will say the weight loss was cute. But I'm always like, please don't get too skinny. Like, don't do that.
Yes. I mean, I think that, first of all, when somebody loses weight, the first thing you should say is not necessarily congratulations. Mm-hmm. If they lost weight for a specific purpose, then great. But just assuming or viewing somebody as more attractive because they're a little bit smaller is a little bit problematic, I think, at times.
It's a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
It's not good. And I'm a person that normally just compliments anyway. Oh, girl, you look good. You look great. Like,
girl, you look good when you look
that ass up. You know, you got to give compliments when compliments are needed. But don't be quiet. Silent. I mean, giving nobody no likes, no nothing. And then all of a sudden they lose a little waist meat. And you're like, oh, girl, you look great on their comments. Don't do that.
Meat.
That's
waist meat for the title. That's my number.
Waist
one.
Meat.
Waist meat.
Yeah. Don't do that. I think that because it doesn't matter how many compliments you get. It's you always focus on the shady ones.
Oh yeah, you focus on what's the Lady Gaga? There could be 100 people in the room, and
there could be 100 people in the room. 100
people in the room, and the one person that
99 people say no, but it just takes one person.
Oh, that's a lie.
And that was Bradley Cooper.
I thought the
that's a fucking lie, Lady Gaga. It could be 100 people in the room. If 99 fuck with me, I'm worried about that one person that's just looking like not impressed.
That's what she's saying, but I'm saying I thought the line was, it could be 100 people in the room. If 99 people, if 99 people like what you're doing and one person doesn't, wait, is that?
She's saying that 99 people are saying no.
Yeah.
But then the one person, who in that case was Bradley Cooper, believed in her.
Also, what 99 people didn't fuck with Lady Gaga? Like, she's a superstar, and they were like, we gotta put her in this film because her fans will see it. Like, what? No.
Exactly. Yeah. She's, what kind of room is she getting herself
she's
into?
She's a goddamn liar. Maybe there were 9 people in the room, and like, her mom and her aunt were like, well, are you sure? It was probably that, because I feel like family is harsher critics than you are to yourself.
No, but even though Lady Gaga is like a mega superstar or whatever, we do really focus on the people that are not giving us the attention that we want.
Well, sis, if 99 people are in the, if 100 people are in the room and 99 people are saying no, I'm gonna be focused on the 99. I'm not worried about Bradley Cooper. Does he even have an Academy Award?
I don't know. I disagree on that. We do look at the negative comments. We do look at, oh.
You do be doing
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at the 99. I don't care about the one. Mm. All I see is the 99.
Well, if the one is Shannon Thornton or Ari Lennox, then yeah, I don't give a fuck about you 99 hoes.
99 problems, but Bradley Cooper ain't one.
Well, that's a good one. That's another title.
I also like Bradley Cooper as a title. Yeah. But do we know anything else about Bradley Cooper that we could even say?
No, not at all. It's a non-motherfucking factor in my book. Ooh. But go on, sis.
You know Bradley Cooper follows me on Twitter.
What?
Don't.
Wait, let me see. Rachel.
Oh, so that's why you wanted to name the title Bradley
Tell
Cooper.
Tell me something. Marie, show us. Show us.
No, Bradley Cooper doesn't follow me, but Barack Obama does.
No way.
Barack Obama follows everybody.
Oh, well, he don't follow Sydney.
It's like saying that Taye Diggs follows you, and he follows more people than follows
Who,
him.
Taye Diggs follows me?
Taye Diggs like follows. It is insane. It will stress you out if you look at like the amount of people that Taye Diggs follows.
Well,
on
he
Twitter.
Is an intern. It's not him,
right? It's just it's an intern.
No, I think it is him because he's following more accounts than follows him.
What?
Which is like yes,
that's strange.
That's weird.
I'm sure that Taye Diggs follows you, Sydney.
Is he following you, Andrew?
No.
So he's not following everybody.
Andrew, he is following.
Yeah, he's following Marie.
He's following me.
Is he following me?
He has 649,000 followers and he's following 685,000.
It's too much.
That's sad.
Oh my God. I'm serious chocolate and don't get it twisted. Oh my God.
I can't even like imagine like what his feed looks like. It's constantly just like...
I don't think he looks at his feed. I don't think it's him. I think it's like an intern or a niece or something like that.
I think that he doesn't know how Twitter works. That's
I don't know how Twitter works, sis.
That's a lie, sis. You got Shannon Thornton following you. Let me see if she's following me. What's her Instagram? I mean her thing? Shannon Thornton. Is she P Valley? Nope, she's not following me. Yeah, she's very hot. She's super attractive.
Taye Diggs like... not following me.
Ooh, yikes.
Well, are you
no, he is following me. This is sick. that doesn't make any sense. Taye Diggs, if you're listening to this, get off Twitter. You need to delete the app, okay? You don't need to follow any more people. As somebody who follows a lot of fucking people on Instagram, get help. You don't do that. It's bad. It's bad for you. And get rid of those hats. I don't like those either.
Throw them away.
Those hats suck.
Sydney, was Taye Diggs not in Jamaica? Because he wasn't. Stella got her groove back.
No.
Excuse me. Are you dining alone?
But I did meet a Winston.
You met a
Winston. My driver was Winston.
Winston.
Yeah. I mean, it's important to like, I don't know. People are getting vaxxed up. People are getting plugged up. People are ready to go. They're ready to go off. So like, I was traveling and at first I felt bad and then I got there and I was like, well, I'm taking all the precautions I'm supposed to, you know, I went to Mexico last year. So it shouldn't be that bad now considering a lot of people are getting vaccinated. Half the people that I know are either on their first or second shot.
Yeah. So what did you feel bad about? You felt guilty about being in Jamaica because people were going to judge you, or you felt like you was going to get COVID?
Oh, no, I didn't think I was going to get COVID because I had already got COVID. So,
Interesting. That's the first time that's been announced on this here podcast. Yeah. I'm gonna move on. Moving right along. Hey,
well, that's all I do for y'all. You know, I drop little gems and bombs and whatnot. And I hope you're happy,
right, little McNuggets. But I feel like we can't live our lives thinking about how other people are gonna perceive us. What you think about me is none of my business. Realistically, all I can do is wake up in the morning and try to take care of myself to the best of my ability, and then make the people that I care about happy and make myself happy. And then make sure that I'm wiping my ass properly, which is not that hard now that I have a bidet. But I don't think that you need to be stressed out about being somewhere with somebody that you want to be somewhere with, and you're like, well, what, this person that I don't even know is going to be upset with me for being here.
Yeah.
And then
I'm talking to you, who is also, you know, a world traveler. So
I went to one other country. I've been to two places during the pandemic. My house and Trader Joe's.
Right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Andrew, do you feel bad when you leave your house, or do you feel scared when you leave your house?
A little bit. I'll go for bike rides and take my mask off, and I'll feel weird about it. But it's sometimes those hills, I can't be doing with a mask on.
Mm-mm. So you gonna die on the hill?
Exactly. Because you think people
gonna judge? Is that the hill you want to die on?
That's not the hill I'm going to die on. They just announced yesterday that people 16 and up are eligible for the vaccine starting April 6th or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. It's only a matter of days now.
Yeah, I read something somewhere that was by the summer, 90% of all Americans are going to be vaccinated.
I think so.
Yeah,
I really, really think so. I'm talking to people left and right. I'm like, do I want to get vaccinated so I could do stand up again?
Well, fun fact, friend, you can't get vaccinated if you've had COVID within the last 3 months.
Okay.
So we're also revealing when.
I haven't revealed anything. I'm sharing information.
We're just saying for the record.
Come on, Alexa.
On the record, Alexa.
Come on,
says,
Siri, Alexa, let's go.
Google, Siri, Alexa.
Siri, Alexa, Marie. Okay, that's a good title. Siri, Alexa, Marie. Write it down.
Okay.
I don't like that. I'm just wasting it. Yeah. But okay.
It's just an option, sis. Okay.
Well, Andrew said he don't really like it either, sis. I feel like.
Okay. All right. Well, then it could be 99. people on the podcast. All I need is one who is me. That
you don't have one,
good.
Sis. You don't.
I have one. Me.
No,
I'm
you
enough.
Are one.
I'm one, and I'm fine with it.
Is this one?
Anywho,
well, today two became one. Two became one.
You know. Oh, I will say this. Okay, so. Mm-hmm. What do you think about people requesting a Venmo from you? Mm. You don't even know who they are, but they'll have some kind of sad story in the Venmo request.
What?
Is Blocked. This something that happens?
What?
Yes, this
Stranger
happened
Stranger dangers are requesting Venmos from you? Is it Shannon Thornton?
Mm. No, I wish. I would give her whatever she needed.
Ooh.
Ooh. on the record. Shannon, love you. someone Venmo requested me, mm-hmm. and it says, Black trans woman seeking help. My goal is to enroll in a CNA class, help our community get out of this mess, and contribute and eventually get back on my feet. Anything help. Nothing is too small. God will help, love, and protect you forever.
Wait, but they requested you, like, how much did they request? Mm-hmm.
$100.
Oh.
She said nothing is too small. Is literally zero not too small? Because that's yeah. what I would have sent her.
And then they sent me another, like, a follow-up.
Oh. What?
Was this mm-hmm. personalized at all? Or they're just sending this out to anyone?
It says a name. There's a name there. But, like, I'm looking. There's no transaction, obviously, between me and this person. And I can't look at their feed at all.
Because she is messaging everybody and getting $100 from some of those people. Mm. That's why the feed is private. So you don't see the activity that, like, you asking for all this money. And what is it, a CNA program?
Yeah.
What is that? To be a nursing assistant?
Yes.
Mm. Alexa, how much is nursing school? Because I feel like a CNA is like you. Oh. Mm-hmm. $20,000 for nursing school. But a CNA, damn. A CNA is a certified nursing assistant. So you're not a nurse, you a nurse assistant.
Which is nothing. Nothing's wrong with that.
No, I'm saying it's not, it doesn't cost the same. That's what I'm okay. saying.
Okay, okay.
Because every West Indian person in my family is a CNA. So.
Ah, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first, Sydney, Alexa, Marie. Suri, Alexa, Marie.
yeah, so I don't know. I'm like, at first I was like, yeah, I'll give you the money. And then I was like, well, hold on. I need some more backstory.
Oh, okay. So like what? You were like, all right, let's hear the life story.
Right. You said send me the Audible audiobook?
Yeah. Let's see if it's any good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm being silly. I don't know. I'm just like, I want to help. I feel like I've donated, you know, a ton of money last year. Shout out to unemployment. Yeah, I was like, I don't need this money.
Oh my God, I haven't done my unemployment in weeks. Wow. Okay, sorry.
Thank right.
you for reminding me. You donated money to people that you knew or people you didn't know, because there is a difference here.
And maybe this is why this person is keeping a tab on you specifically.
Right. Oh, okay. Fun fact. Okay. Okay. By Andrew.
Mm-hmm. All right. One of our most generous donors, Sydney. Yeah.
There it is.
You're on a list, sis. I'm on a do not call list.
Well, should I make my Venmo private?
I mean, babe, people can see. Let me see. When I go on your event, well, we're friends, so I can see who you chat with. But
I will say that, like, when you get, like, a Venmo request, like, it doesn't take too much, like, too many buttons to actually send money. So, like, I would be scared if someone, like, requested money, because I'd be afraid that I would accidentally send it, you know? It's like, oh,
right.
I cannot get that back. You know how, like, because, like, there's, like, the pay and request thing when you're on someone's profile, and it's like, I'm so stressed out all the time that I'm accidentally going to pay someone instead of request money.
Yeah, but, I mean, my thing about Venmo and the buttons and the anytime somebody sends me a request, even if I owe them money, I'll be a little bit annoyed, because it's like, you know, I know I owe you money for this, you bears. You won't get it when I get it. But also, like, sometimes people just, they know that if they don't request it, they're not going to get their money.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Like, you go to dinner or you share a car, and they're like, "Yeah, I'll Venmo you," and then
and you can,
like,
only remind them once too. You can only use that once. So you need to be very strategic about that little reminder.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, because, like, if I were to Venmo request Marie, and then, like, 3 days later, I could, like, press a button that is, like, that would send Marie a notification saying,
a reminder,
you still haven't paid Andrew. But I can only use that button once.
Oh, you can't send multiple reminders.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah. I guess it's because when you send someone a reminder, it pops up on their phone.
Right.
If they don't send you your money, they're ignoring you on purpose.
Yeah. How do you feel about people not giving you their money? Your money. How do you feel about it?
Give me my money.
some people can't give the money. Some people are in bad times.
Well, then those people shouldn't be eating with me or riding in cars with me. Don't be riding in cars with girls if you ain't got the money.
You ain't got it.
I mean, you ain't got the money.
Listen, I think this is moving forward. I'm like, don't ask to borrow money if you cannot give it back. And if you do plan on borrowing the money and not giving it back, just know that's the price the friendship costs. That's like, that's what your friendship is $800. That's how much it costs. It will put a wedge in the friendship. And I don't know if you guys will be able to recover from that.
Oh, you were talking about generally. You're not talking about you specifically, because I was going to say.
No, I was saying generally.
Okay. Well, some people, again, it depends on the level of friendship, right? If you are a childhood friend, I know your family, we got baptized together, we used to take baths together. Like, I think it's a little bit different if it's that. Like, if we are friends, we work together, we do things together, we're sending money back and forth all the time anyway.
That's crazy. Different. I hear you, Marie. You would never let me borrow money.
Sydney, you're not really that great with money. Just in general. That was my take on it when I told you that I wouldn't lend you no money. But I feel like, you know, you're working, you got a savings account now, so things are different, but I think money and friendship don't really mix that well. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they pair well together. It's not like steak and wine. I think that money and friendship doesn't really mix. I think money and family sometimes doesn't really mix either, but it depends, again, on the family member, you know?
But I think if somebody is asking you and if they don't normally ask, then it's kind of like they must really need it.
Yeah, but you don't really need it from me. I'm just saying, like, if you need money from somebody, you know, you already have an idea in your mind who you can ask for that money. It's like Carrie Bradshaw and Charlotte York, okay? Carrie needed the money, Charlotte had it, but she wasn't about to give it to her. It's just like, just because you ask me for something, it doesn't mean that I'm supposed to give it to you.
Right.
And sometimes people ask for things assuming the answer is going to be yes. And that's where they, you know, they bite themselves in the ass or whatever the hell.
No. I don't think it's about you're going to say yes. It's like, well, I'm going to ask the person that I think might be more, you know, rich at the time. If I think you have more coins to spare, hey, can I borrow $500? I'm in a hole.
$500?
$500. Mm. If I'm going to ask to borrow money, it's not going to be $50 or $100. We going to really...
Okay.
Well, Sydney, I don't want to waste no time.
Sydney, I'm telling you right here on the record again for the ninth time, I don't have $500 to lend anybody. That's it. Like, $500 is a cute amount of money. That's, you know, I was going to say that's some people's rent, but it is. It could be. If you have a roommate
it's somebody's rent in Ghana.
I was going to say in Texas, but okay, sure. Ghana. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think that you're allowed to make people feel bad for not wanting to give you money. Like, we work hard for the money that we make. And just because you're in desperate times, that doesn't mean that I got to reach in my wallet and give it to you. Like, if I give it to you, then just know that it comes with conditions and I'm looking at you funny for the rest of the friendship.
And also don't get mad if somebody asks you for their money back. And don't make them feel like, oh, what are you, broke bitch? Yeah, I'm a broke bitch. Give me my fucking money back.
Okay, first of all, you can't call me a broke bitch for asking for my money. You are a broke bitch that needed to borrow it.
It's like, what?
The gall, the audacity of some of these broke bitches.
Did you really just change the tone in your voice when I asked you for my money?
But also sometimes like you lend somebody money and they don't pay you. They take their time paying you back. But then you see them posting their new Telfar bags and you're like, wait, what? You got the yellow mini? Like $200. Like,
it's $150 to be exact.
Come here, baby. Bing, but still, you know? I mean, I don't know how much it costs with tax and shipping, sis. It's $150 for the bag, but you gotta pay tax and you gotta pay for the shipping.
It's not a Telfar bag is not a necessity. I will tell you that.
Yeah, but when people borrow money from you, it's not necessarily for necessities. Sometimes people borrow money from you because they want to get a BBL.
They're like, no, I really want to get a small. Stop it,
Sydney. Somebody stop just it. Asked you money for quote unquote CNA school. Mm. When people borrow money, sometimes, oh well, I really want to get this wig for Miami. Ooh,
Who is asking that in this economy?
Listen, people were flying down to All Star Weekend this past February.
No.
And they didn't have return flights back and they were asking people. Yes.
What?
They were asking people to fly them, flew them back from All Star Weekend.
You're fucking lying.
No.
No, I saw that.
I'm not. They were crowdsourcing, crowdfunding.
All right. Well, listen, some people, they ain't too proud to beg. Do what you need to do if you could get the coins. I mean, if they gave that white man, you know, 60 grand to give him the ingredients to make potato salad, then go on off, queen. If you want to go to Miami and you need to get a GoFundMe to get back home, do you? Who am I?
Who am I? I am not the one that's going to pay you GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to give the money, but... You know, I'm not, that's none of my business. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to get, I'm not shaming nobody. But when I ask for my money, don't make me feel awkward for asking.
It's my money and I need it now. Let's see.
I want a Telfar bag as well.
Ooh, you said it's $150, sis. You gonna wake up tomorrow and try to get it?
I already got it.
Ooh. Oh, you have it. What color did you get?
Yellow.
That's the color I wanted. Well, it's fine. I can still get it. Yeah. Wait, you ordered it today?
I did.
Oh, so you ordered it. So you can get it in September. That's what that means.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know that. Yellow's not even going to be in season, but whatever. We'll see. I'm not in a rush. I mean, I really don't go that many places anyway, so it's not like I'm toting bags like that. But I love a tote bag. What is wrong with me?
I will have a tote bag?
A tote bag, like the free tote bags that you get like in like a gift situation. You go to an event and they're like, Sydney, here's the tote bag.
I don't think I've ever seen you with a tote bag. When what is this, a new development?
What? No.
I think like this is her entire personality.
Right. She's like, I love a tote bag. I've never seen you with a tote bag, sis.
Oh my God. If Trader Joe's has a black tote bag, I'm toting it around, hun.
Mm-hmm. What you putting in the bag, sis? The cats?
Oh my God.
You putting jelly and jam in the tote?
When we went to Mexico, I had a tote bag.
Did you?
I had a black tote bag, yes.
What was in the tote bag?
Everything, anything and everything. My laptop, I had about 2-3 different chargers. I got makeup. I got my rhinestones. I got travel size lotion.
No, you were on the plane.
Hand sanitizer.
You were on the plane with the tote bag or you were at the beach with the tote bag?
No, friend, on the plane. And today, I don't know if you guys know I'm traveling, but
I'm on
the road again. This girl looked at me so stank because like things were falling out of my tote bag. And it was just like, sis, why don't you just get like a regular traveling bag?
She was looking
bag?
At you like, why don't you get a little Tumi backpack? And you were like,
this is my tote bag.
From the stand up to cancer event. Like what? Like
yes. I am the girl.
Paying you. Every time that you say tote bag, you get like another $100.
Yo, when I
it's a Venmo, Andrew.
Back in the day, I would carry like a tote bag. I would have my like overnight, like clothes situation, like a panty and like
so
you know
need,
a,
like,
another
a little overnight bag. Your overnight bag, you're telling me, is a free tote bag.
My overnight bag was originally an Adidas bag. And then the boyfriend that I was dating at the time was really getting embarrassed that I would take this like duffel bag into the club. I would be on the ground with my duffel bag searching through it because, you know, it's too big. So I'm looking for my ID. I'm looking for my card. I'm looking for my keys. I'm pulling everything out.
Of a gym bag?
And he would just look down while I'm like on the floor and just like, Damn, I gotta fuck her later.
And if you know Sydney, you know she's real theatrical with this. I know my ID is in here.
Yes, she's pulling out the baton.
Yes, pulling
chicken cutlets out the back.
Honey,
where could it possibly be? You know, Sydney is the type to have like a loose ID in the bag, not like a wallet that's in like a compartment, but like loose in the tote.
Listen, I tweet for the girls who wear tote bags as purses, okay?
But Sydney, you don't wear tote bags as purses, babe.
I do.
No, you don't.
A picture of you. Like,
you do not wear your tote bag as a purse.
Your tote bag.
You have that little beaded bag, or you have your Brandon Blackwood. You do not wear a tote bag as a purse.
Well, now I do. Now, as a changed woman who has her own apartment, but before that, I was using a tote bag for everything. And don't you do that to me.
Sydney, don't you do that to you, okay?
I had a Glossier bag. I had to get rid of it. Did you know that motherfucking pin? The pin just popped off and ink was everywhere. And it was a Glossier bag. I loved it.
Pouch?
No, I was not walking around with that. But imagine if I used the the poppy bag that you get from Glossier, and I use that. I was like, oh, this is my clutch.
My clutch. Well, I mean, the way you...
That might be the look, though.
The way you bragging about the tote bag, I'm like, hey, you are a step away from the little Glossier. That little shoe, the shoe bag that comes in the shoe box.
Okay, anyway, bitch. Now, let's get into the true hot topics before we end this. Okay, we got Lil Nas X, and this is an old one, Derek Jackson. Let's get into Lil Nas X. Derek Jackson is the guy who was on social media talking about women who date tired, cheating men, and then his ass was cheating, and then he brought his wife on his fake apology.
With a bonnet on. Okay, this is what I want to say. It's a lot of these faux social media dating gurus floating around. And it's always like a little crusty man. He's like a little bit bald. But for whatever reason, women like are drawn to them, and they have like millions of followers, and they go live, and women will jump on and embarrass themselves on their pages. And it's like, sis, like I could tell by the way his button down was sitting on his chest that there was something wrong with him. Like he cheated on his wife with several women. And
his last name is Jackson with a Z and an X.
Wait.
No.
No. There's a Z, yes. Jackson?
Yes. It's a J-A-X-Z-N. Jackson. If
sis,
you
sure
see that.
Are you sure that's not the social media name? Because that don't sound like a real name.
Let me look it up right now, Andrew. Okay. Look it up. Derek Jackson.
Because that's giving.
I know I'm not going
giving,
crazy.
You know, at gmail.com.
Derek is D-E-R-R-I-C-K-J-A-X-N. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, bitch. Who's spelling Jackson with an X?
J-A-X-N.
But there's no Z.
That's his name? Yeah.
That's his last name, friend. And people were listening to this man. That's their fault. But anywho, I think that we are giving people on social media. Hey, stop it.
Ooh.
No, don't make me look bad on this podcast yelling at a dog. Don't do that.
You better yell at that dog.
Two things. I think we're giving people who have Wi-Fi too much power.
Wow.
Just because somebody can sit online and preach. For my taste, I'm like, well, you're doing a lot of preaching. That means you got a lot of time to just sit in the house and talk. And this was pre-COVID. So I'm looking at you sideways. It's like, this is your occupation? Just being this guru online? That's a no for me.
But isn't that sort of like what this podcast is, though?
No, honey. I'm so sorry. What? Excuse me?
We don't pretend to be gurus. What are we gurus?
Wait, don't I, Andrew, I want you to fix your mouth and say you didn't mean that.
I'm just saying that we all have Wi-Fi here, and we're all giving takes. And so I'm just.
We're giving takes. We're not telling people what to do with their lives. This man was saying.
I don't know. You were talking a whole lot about getting tote bags like a few seconds ago.
That was talking about my personal own life. I wasn't telling people, girl, put the tote bag down. You're better than that.
No, you deserve more, queen. I was saying that. You were saying, Shadora tote bag. I love a tote bag from a free event. And if Trader Joe's had black bags, I would wear it every day. This is what I'm gonna say about the Derek Jackson situation.
I had never heard of him before the whole thing went down.
Never.
But I'm on his page right now, and he's in his car talking to women in all of these videos. And
yeah,
he's still posting videos after he cheated on his wife with multiple women, giving women advice on how to leave their man when their man is not good for them. And he did this video with his wife, and she's sitting next to him. He has her hand pulled all the way into his lap. It's not even like they're like comfortably holding hands. He's like, well, no, you can't leave. And then he didn't even let her do her hair. He didn't let her put a lash on. She don't have a wing.
No. Don't put that on him. I think that was her. I think she was like, so you want me to get on video with you? Oh, I'm not doing my eyebrows. No, ma'am, sir.
Women would do that. He has 1.3 million followers on Instagram. You cheated on me, and I'm gonna sit here looking like a dumbass twice? No.
No. The logic for you don't me, look like a dumbass twice.
She looked like a dumbass twice because one, he cheated on her multiple women, and two, she's sitting there like supporting him while he's talking about himself in the third person. Like a narcissist. He's like, Derek Jackson was unfaithful to his wife. Who are you talking about? You talking about you? And then he did a video where he reviewed his breakup, his cheating confession video, and he talked about himself in the third person again. So this is like third person to the second power. He's talking about himself in the ninth person. So there, it's almost like he did what he did, and then he was like, well, I need, no, babe, you look good like this. So he could say he cheated on this woman, and he cheated on her because she looks like this. That's low-key what the video felt like to me.
Mm-mm. If we have not watched from the very famous women in Hollywood, Halle Berry, Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, it don't matter if you have the sickest body, the face to die for, they gonna cheat. So yes, if they gonna cheat,
yes, but Beyonce, Halle, these women are not sitting next to their man looking like they about to run errands and scrub their bathtub. Beyonce would never, first of all, she would never do the video. One, she's gonna give you an HBO surprise drop album. Mm-hmm. But if Beyonce was sitting next to Jay-Z and he's talking about how he was unfaithful to her, Beyonce's gonna be sitting there with her fan blowing her wig back gently. She's gonna be sitting there with foundation, concealer, crystals, and her décolletage is gonna be like glowing. She's not
none
sitting
of that
there.
Shit matters.
It's
none of that
I'm
shit
not
matters.
Saying that
it doesn't matter.
I'm not saying that it matters because hot people get cheated on every day. I'm saying that watching his video where he was talking about himself the way he was talking about himself and her looking very uncomfortable and like not all the way with it, it felt kind of like he was like, nah, babe, you don't have to put on a bra. You can just sit there and hold my hand and I'm gonna talk about what I did to you, to these strangers. They both need therapy.
Listen, he's Mento. We know that, obviously. Right. She's been with him since college. So there's a sense that, like, I know it's easy for everybody to be like, girl, just leave him. But, like, after you be with someone for a certain amount of time, there is a part of you that feels like, I don't know if I can be without this individual. And she's been with him since the glow up. You know what I mean? She was with him when his body wasn't as tight, his face was dry, and now he got, you know, the million followers, he's getting his little ads and whatnot. And she's like, yeah, I'm just gonna stick this shit through. Like, what is she doing?
I don't know how much research you did on her after the fact, but I went to her page after his thing went up, and I was just looking at the way that she talks about herself and the way that she's like, I have on my armor for the Lord, and I am strong for Jesus, and y'all are not gonna make me feel bad about my relationship. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that if your husband cheats on you, you need to stay with them. Actually, the Bible says the opposite. So that, but she like posted photos of them like in high school and her with him. I don't care how long I'm with you. That doesn't mean that you're allowed to disrespect me and I have to stay. Actually, the longer we're together, the more you should be respecting me as a woman and as the mother of your kids. So I do think that that's what I think. I don't think that it's up to us to decide what she does or does not do with him, but he cheated on her with not one person, not two people, but it was like more than that. So I don't agree that she needs to stick by her man because her man did not stick by her. And the only reason he said anything is because I think he was being blackmailed.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely, somebody pulled out the receipts and it was like, if you don't come on out, we gonna come on out for you, bruh. And yeah. I mean, he's a clown. Yeah. He's a clown. These people are clowns. I don't feel sorry for anybody in the situation, but I do know that it takes a lot sometimes to get ready and be there for somebody. And if I know that what you're saying is bullshit, yeah, I don't care about these millions of followers. I don't give a fuck about it. Like, you want me to be here, I'm here. But yeah, the fact that you think I'm gonna get pin curls for this bitch, you're crazy. It's not, you didn't lost your mind.
Pin curls, babe. But you know, she. I mean, I would have respected a doobie more than the bonnet. It's giving. We in the middle of a pandemic, you know. Did I cheat on in my marriage? She just looks uncomfortable. She looks sedated. I'm watching the video right now. It looked bad. Like, there's not no art on the walls. The couch looks very velvety and plush. It's giving West Elm Crate and Barrel, but it's just weird. Like, when Kobe cheated on Vanessa and they did the whole press conference, she sat next to him and, she, you know, she looked like she had visibly been crying. But, yeah, you know, her hair was done. She was dressed. And she was sitting there looking at him like, right.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you have your hair done or you are barefaced. People are looking at you like, you're going to stay with this person? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what you do. You're still a fool in everyone's eyes. So if I'm going to be a fool, I'm going to be comfortable. I'm not going to be uncomfortable while we doing this.
So, Sydney, somebody cheats on you. It's a big to-do. It's a press conference. You going to be comfortable? You going to be there with a tote bag and some sweatpants? That's what you're telling me?
Surely.
You're not gonna, you're
surely.
Not gonna, you're not going to got to be glue the wig down? You just going to...
Listen, I've posted pictures of my feet on the gram. And I'm not saying I got a million followers, but I got enough people in the industry to be like, girl, what are you going through? I don't care. I really don't.
Okay. Well, that's
it doesn't matter to
that's
me.
That's you. Realistically, if you cheat on me, I'm probably not going to be at the press conference. I'm saying that right now.
Sydney, you do have a Wiki Feet page. I didn't know that. Did you?
You have a Wiki Feet page? Oh.
I didn't know
no.
that.
Let me
that's unfortunate.
Look.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Yeah,
that's bad.
You have 3.5 stars.
Ooh. For the feet? Oh, wow. Her feet have 3.5 stars?
How many stars can you get?
Five.
Well, my feet are not.
It
that
all
hot,
it
so.
All looks to be from like the same. I think this is it's a Comedy Central video. Yep. Here are
your
feet.
Yeah, I don't see the feet. Well, but I will say when I Google Sydney Washington, Marie Faustin pops up at the very bottom. So that's nice.
Okay. There it is. Yeah. Two peas in a pod.
Yeah. Let me see what mine says. Let me see if I have a. I don't think I have a wiki feet. Oh, I don't like these pictures of me at all. Okay, well, that's nice. Whoops.
Googling yourself is Minto. Just putting that out there.
Sure.
I don't recommend.
Yeah, but you know, you do it. It says, what? It says about 2.2 million results. That feels wrong.
For what?
For me. But I think because Marie Faustin is a vaguely common name. It's like John Smith in Haiti. So, Sydney, I guess we talked to Sydney about it, and we know what I would do if somebody cheated on me and there was a press conference. Andrew, you're in a famous relationship with a famous person. They cheat on you. Y'all are married, okay? Because I think that's the difference here. It's not boyfriend, girlfriend. You're married. Mm. Are you showing up to the press conference, or are you doing the YouTube video with bags under your eyes? Let's discuss.
Well, I think that it's sort of like understood that a lot of male relationships are open. And so I think that I could like sort of play that to my advantage, whether it is actually open or not.
It's closed.
Yeah, but like the public, I could sell them on the fact like, oh, we're doing an open thing, da 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 da.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm asking you, you're in a relationship with somebody, is committed.
Yeah,
it's
how would
not
I
open,
feel?
It's closed, but they cheat on you. How are you showing up to the press conference? Are you wearing a look? Are you not showing up? Are you showing up in your house clothes? What's the outfits?
I feel like the look doesn't really mean too much to me. I don't really care about like the clothes or anything. Mm-hmm. However, like it's like I'm showing up to show face. Mm-hmm. It's like when I also maintain status, right? Because I don't know. But if you don't show up, it's a, like a bigger deal, I guess. Then you're also maintaining your status. I don't know.
Yes, I understand that, but I think that me not showing up is my statement, okay? Because you're not about to be flashing these lights in my face. And he's talking and you looking at me like, well, what is,
yeah, but I mean, like, if I married this person, then it's like, okay, I'm probably gonna look past it, I think.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, Sydney, are you looking past it too?
It depends on the situation.
I think that, yeah, it depends on the situation, yes. But I know that cheating is not a deal breaker for me.
Not interessante. No. Okay, now we know cheating's not a deal breaker for you.
It's not. People cheat.
Not on me. It's a deal breaker for me. But
I mean, listen. Speaking of cheating, Quavo did that to Saweetie. Like weeks ago when they broke up, which is, I mean, look at him. Like, doesn't he have tattoos on his neck? He's going to cheat on you.
Ooh. I don't know if he has tattoos on his neck, but if a man has tattoos on his neck, he might could cheat on you. Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. Neck tattoos equal not committed to being with you alone.
So he cheated on her. They break up. Whatevs. They put it on Twitter. Very young of them. That's when I realized they were young. That's when I was like, oh, Saweetie is 25 or maybe younger than
I think
that.
She's 27 and he's 30. But it's not necessarily that they're young. I think that's just the way it works when you're when you're young-ish and famous. Your people got to release a statement or you got to release a statement. I think that's just how that
works.
Yeah,
she's 27. He's 29.
Right. Mm. You know that. I wouldn't like me and Sydney, 27 and 29.
Exactamundo. That's where we're at.
Exactly.
We're Gen X.
Gen Z.
So now there something surfaces that they were in an elevator and it's kind of low-key domestic abuse. He swings her around or something like that in the elevator, and it's I hate watching these videos. I haven't been beat in a relationship or abused or whatever like that, but it's triggering for me. I'm like, oh.
Did you watch the video?
I did. And was it the worst video I've seen? No. But if that's what we're seeing on tape, Lord knows what's happening behind closed doors.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I watched the video and I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit disappointed. I said,
what?
I was disappointed.
Marie.
I said, nothing's really happening here. Yes, this is Marie. This is my take. This is my perspective. I watched it and I was a little bit upset because I said, we went from Solange and Jay-Z where like we saw like a proper brawl, you know, it was mm-hmm. Solange beating him. And this video, it was just them fighting over a big orange suitcase, which I'm assuming had his toiletries in it or her stuff. We assume it's his bag, but it might have been her bag and she was trying to leave and he wouldn't let her. But like she
literally in my bag,
right? She like pushed him and tried to leave, and then he grabbed it and like pushed her into the elevator, and then she flopped onto the ground and stayed there for a couple of floors. And I don't know, I mean, I'm not, obviously a man should never hit a woman, but I watched the video and I was like squinting kind of hard. Andrew, you seemed shocked. You watched the video and you were upset by it?
I thought it was a pretty bad scene. And I agree. I think that it was probably way worse than, you know, what we saw in that video.
Probably. Probably.
Thank you.
Because when she hit the ground, he didn't try to help her up. It seemed like he was still kind of egging her on a little bit from while he was standing. And then at one point the elevator door opens and some dude is waiting to get on and he doesn't get on because he's like, well, I don't know what in the Ray Rice is going on in here, but I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna catch the next one.
And then they get off the elevator together and she like limps off the elevator. And it's like, no, no, this is, none of that is good. But I'm saying,
it's bad.
I'm saying I thought it was, it's I'm bad. Saying I thought it was gonna be worse.
I mean, why does somebody have to be getting punched in the face for it to be legitimate or good enough to, oh my God, this is abuse.
I'm not saying that it's legitimate. I'm not saying that it's not abuse. I'm saying based on what the description of the video, I was like, oh my God, this video is about to be messy. And then I watched it and I was like, let me watch it again. And then I was like,
It's messy. It's messy to be, I mean, it's messy. It's in public. It's in public. So like, and he looks at the camera. Yeah. For a second, and he's like, oh, well, it's on the tape. And then he follows through with, like, I'm not helping her. I did what I did. And
what?
Straight up. Yeah. Like, it was bad.
It's definitely a bad look, 100%. But at me and my eyes, watching that video, I would not even have realized that was them unless TMZ posted it and told me it was them.
Well, that's a fact.
That's the second part of that, because I was like, that could be any black dude with dreads. And you know, you barely see Sweetie in the video, really, because she's on the floor.
Exactly.
Right.
So, I don't know. Being famous sounds dangerous.
It is. It's not. I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
two stars.
Famous.
Two stars. Wouldn't recommend. Yeah.
I don't want to be famous. I want to be
2.5 stars.
I want to be successful.
Yeah, success is more important than fame for sure. But sometimes you get successful and you become famous. And that's what it is when you're in entertainment, sis. So,
right.
That's very much the trajectory you on. You got a wiki feats. You already Hush. There.
You're right. I mean, I'm there. Little Nas X is there. I mean, we're working.
Yeah, I finally watched the Nas X video and it's kind of comedic, but people are furious. They're like upset and they're like, kids, listen to your music. Old Town Road was my son's favorite song. And he's like, yeah, I'm not about to do this with y'all. Every single time an artist comes out, they used to do this with the Disney Channel kids. An artist comes out and then they cross over to their like adult stuff or their like bad stage and parents get upset. And it's like, fuck them kids, honestly. To quote Michael Jordan.
Yeah, fuck them kids. To quote Michael Jackson.
Michael Jordan.
What a title. To quote Michael Jackson.
To quote Michael Jordan. Well, yeah, honestly, that could have been the title. To quote Michael Jackson. But yeah, like, it's not my job to raise your children. And like, it's always a rapper or a black pop star. Or, you know what I mean? Like, recently anyway, like, people are mad about Cardi B and WAP. And it's like, why is your baby listening to WAP, sis?
Yeah. They don't even understand. Half the time, kids are listening. I remember growing up, and I know that H-Town knocking your boots or whatever was about knocking sex. But I didn't know. But I didn't specifically know everything that they were talking about.
Somebody rocking, until, like, the boots.
Years and years later, I was like, oh, so that's what they meant. Because I actually was doing it.
Yeah,
so
in the boots. But I think there's a difference there. Like, music back in the day was a little bit more subtle, a little more discreet. WAP, the name of the song is Wet Ass Pussy. So your child shouldn't be anywhere near that. That's on you. Yeah. And then two, the Lil Nas X thing, I don't know the lyrics to the song, but I was watching the video yesterday and he goes to hell. He's giving Satan the lap dance. He's like licking his own abs.
It's perfect.
It's giving Rihanna in that like Diamonds video when she's like twerking with the jewel encrusted bra, except it's Lil Nas X in a cornrow wig with Satan. So, you know. Maybe your kids shouldn't be watching MTV, babe.
Also, who doesn't give a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Like, let the kids hear the crazy music. Let them, they're on TikTok anyway.
They're on TikTok anyway. They have so much access. They can get on Google. They can get on all these stupid devices that they have. Mm-hmm. Like, kids are going to be kids. Let them see it and then explain to them what's happening. Like, instead of trying to, I don't know, comfort them, but what's the word when you're like trying to hide stuff from them?
I think the word is hide.
No, not hide, but maybe you think that you're protecting them, but you're not. Like, they're eventually going to find out about this stuff anyway. So why don't you take the narrative and actually teach them something?
Because people don't want to raise their own children. That's the truth of the matter. They rely on the teachers in the schools to raise their kids, or legit, they plop their kids in front of the TV and their kids just watch TV all day long. That's what the real mm-hmm. tea is. It's not that the stuff is necessarily bad. It's just that, like, people don't want to talk to their own children. They're just like, ah, just let the world be unicorns and rainbows, and then I'm doing a good job. But it's like, no, babe, you did a crappy job. Okay, so, Andrew, before we get out of here,
yes.
You have some news that you wanted to share with the listeners, yes?
Oh, yeah. This week, I am also releasing my new show that I am doing with my friend.
Gleek of the Week.
If there are any Glee fans that listen to the podcast, we just go through and listen to all the songs, six songs per episode, and we rank them, and we talk about the series. There's a mm-hmm. lot of things to talk about, a lot of guest stars. It's fun.
You play six songs from Glee.
And then, yeah, and so, like, three go forward, three stay behind, you know.
So you like Glee? I tried to watch Glee, but I was really annoyed by them.
I don't think it's for everyone.
It wasn't for me. And I'm not here for that.
You know what? Carolina commented on my post today, and she was very excited about it. So maybe
Carolina loves Glee. I mean, she's a Glee. She's Black Leah Michelle. So, all right, Andrew. So people can listen to your Gleek of the Week. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and so we're gonna have some people. We already have some people from the series lined up to come on to the show, and it should be really fun. And okay. So. Yeah.
All right. Okay. And the podcast is, they can listen to it where?
They can listen to it wherever you find a goddamn pod. Thank you for that free promo, Maria.
Of course. I think before we go, we should all guess what was in that orange suitcase that they was fighting over in the elevator. Because I don't know what it could possibly have been. I feel like it was her stuff and he wouldn't let her leave. But everyone else seems to think that it was something that belonged to him.
I don't know. If it was me, it might have been Popeye's chicken sandwiches because the way I've been loading up on them things, I'll fight your mom for them. They're so good. They really do make me happy.
Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Yes.
So that's what your guess is about what's in the soup.
I'm being, comedic with my take, but yeah. I don't know.
I couldn't help but wonder.
Maybe jewelry.
Maybe. But also, I think that's why it's important to kind of keep your relationship a little bit private.
Yeah.
Because Quavo and Sweetie were doing things with GQ. They're doing all types of, like, couples, honeymoon games, like, across all these platforms. And then
it was like, babe, what's my favorite color?
And he was like, turquoise. And she's like, yeah.
He's like, what's my middle name? Whenever you do something with GQ, mm-hmm. I don't see it lasting.
Oh, wow, Sydney, we did something with GQ early in our careers. Don't do that.
I know, but we're different. We're
How are we different, babe?
We're different.
Well, we don't have an orange suitcase. We have tote bags. So really,
exactly. Yeah. Orange suitcase and tote bags.
Yeah. That's the only difference here, right here.
We're different.
All right, well, I think we did a beautiful thing today.
We really did. We got through. Mm-hmm. We got through. Oh, Marie, you forgot to let everybody know the big news.
Oh my God. Yes, the big news. I'm having a baby. No, imagine. I swam today. I got in the water and I actually swam from point A to point B.
My wow. little fucking Nemo. I'm so it's proud of you.
Thank you, babe. It's tadpole. I'm a tadpole now.
No, you're Nemo. You got the little arm.
Oh, I can, do it, Dad. I can do it, Dad. Dad, I can do it.
We love it. We love it.
Yeah, Andrew, I swim like 5 feet, but
oh, okay, yeah, that was my question.
But, girl, you did it. You did it. Don't matter.
It feels good to be in the water, and I'm like, I'm getting more acquainted with being in it, and I'm taking classes now twice a week. So, I'm just gonna keep doing it until I run out of money or. Until I can't be in Brooklyn no more to take the classes. And so I'm really excited about, you know, excited about that. That's something that I've never been able to do. And today I did it. We did it.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. Thank you. We did it, Joe. Okay. Sydney, thank you for letting me share that with the listeners today. I appreciate you, sis.
I love when my queen is thriving and shining and swimming.
Wow, big That's- Shannon Thornton energy over there.
Oh
wow.
My God, Mississippi.
M.I.
Crooked Letter.
Yeah, you guys should watch P-Valley the first season. It's actually quite good. Okay, I think that we did good work, and I think y'all should rate, and y'all should comment, and y'all should subscribe. I don't know when we're going to do another Patreon episode, but Sydney, the listeners are a little bit concerned about the episode that they can't find.
Okay, so... Andrew, maybe you can do like a little side gig and help us record a Patreon via Zoom.
Okay. Oh. All right. I am really curious about these Patreon episodes. I've never listened to a single one.
Well, that means that you ain't got $5, you broke bitch.
You want to lend me some?
That's what that means, you broke bitch.
Andrew, you know what that means. You got a Venmo request, Sydney, for $5.
Yeah, and I'll let you get the episode if you want.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, but if you want to record via Zoom, I do have that unlimited amount of time that a Zoom call can last.
Oh, for, no, darling. We do like 20 minutes.
We do like 25 minutes.
It's really
It's casual.
Yeah.
Wait, you can't do it yourself then?
Well, how do you do it?
Yeah, we don't know how Zoom works.
You just press record?
We record on QuickTime on here. Mm-hmm. And, oh, you have to edit it. I understand.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that we talked about.
Okay. And I don't know. What's your rate for this?
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Publicly.
Yeah.
Publicly. So that people know. Give us the rate in public. So maybe some of the listeners want to know what your rate is too, babe. Mm-hmm.
$50 seems fair for one episode. What do you think? Sydney's giving me a look that says, maybe not.
Sydney, you ain't got $50. You need to borrow that.
Oh, I'm a broke bitch.
Honestly, okay. It's 25. I mean,
listen, Andrew is under. Andrew is definitely in, you know, the roster. He's getting. I pay him, so he gets.
You are always very good for your money.
Yeah. So you know.
Well, she works hard for the money. So hard, honey.
So, so you know, I thought this was gonna be as a good ally. You were gonna. You know.
Well, yeah, I can do it.
Sydney, I am done with you. First of all, you got this man sharing his resume on the podcast. You got him sharing his TaskRabbit IMDb
Listen,
on here.
No, I mean, like, it wasn't... Last night, we tried to record this episode.
Sydney was unavailable.
So what I'm thinking is that if we try to, like, set a time to record this Patreon... Then I have to sort of like block off two different times because Ooh. I don't.
No,
know
bitch, that's no. Hey, that's not gonna happen. Don't do that. Stop. You know what, Andrew? Okay. All right.
Well, Sydney. Sydney.
Yes.
Can you confirm or deny that we had another time blocked off to record this, and then it had to shift?
That happened one time, guys. This is not an. If somebody gets a one get out of free jail card, if they make it a habit, then you drag them.
Yes, Andrew said he's just going to do that right now.
We can schedule it and I can help you out. No shade.
Okay. I mean, Andrew, what if we recorded ourselves and we just send you the audio? We can still, you know,
yeah, you could do that as well. Yeah.
We just, well, all we have to do is do the QuickTime. Okay. The people don't need to hear all of this. But anyway, I'm glad that
actually,
we did.
I was actually trying to end the episode a couple minutes ago. And then you were like, Andrew, how much do you charge?
Well, I needed to have it on the record. Okay. On the record, honey, because
that you actually are actively trying to get yourself a Patreon episode because people are upset that they don't have one.
Whoa. No, I'm so glad you have your own podcast now, Andrew, because I don't need you coming for me on mine. All right. Now get on your little gleeky gleeks and then see yourself out. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Gleek. Okay. Ready. Right. Well, I brought this up. I guess it was my fault. I just want people were like, where's the episode?
No, it's fine. God bless. You guys leave, you know, your comments, reviews, all that good stuff. We need it. We want it.
Yeah, and don't forget to send us stuff to read on the pod. We actually still want to do that. Andrew, one more time. What's the email?
It's unofficialexpertise@gmail.com.
Expertise, T-I-S-E?
Unofficial, EXPERTISE@gmail.com.
Okay, send us some stuff. Send us
there
stuff
it is.
We can read on here, things that we can share. If you think you're an expert, send it. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever. Send some dick pics, whatever you want to send.
Let's get wild and crazy kids.
Yeah, wild and crazy kids. All right, bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.